A group of high-ranking energy officials from Pakistan is visiting Montana to learn more about the state's utility infrastructure. 180 million people live in Pakistan, and the country is often racked by power outages affecting entire cities and more. The group met with members of Montana's Public Service Commission in order to discuss the state's regulatory framework. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce was along for part of their Helena visit.
Does this McKenzie River large pizza is sufficient for four of us?
Yeah, if you do the original.
For these eight Pakistani energy officials, it's their first trip to the United States. They stop for lunch at McKenzie River Pizza, and I'm thinking, great, I'll be there for their first American pizza.
We had a pizza at where?
Domino's.
Domino's, yeah.
No, they went to Domino's in Bozeman yesterday.
Oh, okay, so this is your first Helena pizza.
Yeah.
Okay, so very special occasion.
This several-week trip is about exploring the American way of life and American ideas on how best to power a nation.
My primary concern is that we meet your objectives and answer your questions.
That's Public Service Commission Chairman Bill Gallagher. He and Commissioner Kirk Bushman hosted a conversation with the Pakistanis, comparing how the two countries manage their utilities.
Don't you feel difficulties in making decisions with regard to the technical issues?
Director of Pakistan's Ministry of Petroleum, Hassan Mahmood, asks Gallagher why the state doesn't require public service commissioners to have special education in a field related to utilities. Gallagher says that is a challenge of the Montana system, but he says the PSC has that relevant experience on staff. In the end, the elected commissioners are there to take the votes on subjects like rate changes.
There's a steep learning curve, but we're elected to be, my response to that is we're elected to be the ears and the eyes of the common people.
The discussion lasts about an hour. The group is also learning about U.S. efforts to address the impacts of climate change, and the Pakistanis are paying close attention to the American natural gas boom in the Bakken and other shale formations. Pakistan has a natural gas shortage right now, and Petroleum Ministry Director Hassan Mahmood says whether America decides to export its natural gas or not, it could bring prices down for his country.
We are of the firm view that at least U.S. will not be importing gas, and that gas may become surplus, and the suppliers will have to dispose of that gas for the other buyers, and Pakistan can be one of the buyers.
Mahmood says his group can learn a lot from how a developed country like the U.S. sets up its infrastructure.
It's all veggies here. It's a mushroom, yep. Tomatoes, mozzarella.
And back inside McKenzie River, the Pakistanis are enjoying their first Helena pizza, but they have a cultural suggestion for more Montana menus.
Obviously, it's something of a lamb, a curry of lamb.
I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.